Good morning and welcome to The Conversation. I'm Chris Vandercook. Good morning, Bethann.
Good morning.
Looking at the shifting scene for jobs on Maui, yeah?
Right, and we've been hearing about that since the beginning of the year when we talked about the closure of HCNS.
Yeah.
But more to come. Now, we know that life on Maui is changing. Yesterday, we heard from John Harrison, the Research and Analysis Director at the Maui Economic Development Board. He talked about some of the areas of greatest demographic shift. Today, we're going to look at the jobs market. And with the challenge of the HCNS closure, plus the McKenna Resort and the Sports Authority also popped into there, well, what's the outlook for displaced workers? And construction and visitor expectations nearing the top of the curve, what can those workers and, of course, those starting their work lives on Maui expect to do now that they could perhaps be better prepared for a little later on? Linda Chu Takeyama is the State Department of Labor and Industrial Relations Director. She's on the line now. Good morning.
Good morning, Bethann.
Thanks very much for making time for us today. When we talked last time, we talked exclusively about HCNS and what has been happening or what was happening then with the plans to help workers retread and some of the surveying that you were doing. What have you found since that time?
Well, not all good news, and that is in addition to the dislocated workers from the closing of the last sugar plantation, there are a couple of other potential layoffs coming down the pike. One is the McKenna Beach and Golf Resort, in which we expect that about 372 workers will be losing their jobs with the closing of that resort. In addition, we're not sure exactly what will happen with the transfer of Maui Memorial Hospital to Kaiser and whether all of those employees will be become new employees of Kaiser or whether some of them are actually going to be looking for other jobs. So we're juggling a number of things. Over the course of the last year or so, 2 years maybe, the county of Maui has actually increased its level of jobs by almost 10,000. So the average number of employees in Maui County right now is 72,500. The potential number of layoffs from HCNS, which is 675, plus McKenna, which is 372, plus some of the companies, their vendors that depended on particularly the plantation for work, we figured the number of laid-off workers could be as much as 1,000 by the end of the year.
So, I mean, those are a lot of workers, and certainly for their families looking at how they're going to go forward, that's a big concern. There are also people who are newly entering the job market and wondering if they're going to be able to stay on Maui, perhaps, or not. Looking at the UHERO report that came out a few weeks ago, saying that construction is certainly one of the better aspects of what's happening in the jobs market statewide, but in the counties and on Maui, and looking at the accommodation and food service industries on the neighbor islands, which will continue. But we're still coming up to that top of the curve, Linda. What happens in a couple years when we kind of look over our shoulders and say, well, I guess that was as good as it got, and now we have all these other workers who are going to be scrambling for jobs on Maui that may or may not be there? How do they prepare?
Well, there are a couple of programs in place today that could be helpful and provide some opportunities for these laid-off workers in the future. Programs that include on-the-job training, in which federal monies as well as some state monies will be available to entice employers to hire these workers with some subsidy of their basic salary. So they can learn while working on the job. It benefits the employer as well as the employee. We have found in other kinds of programs that we have had working in other counties that a fairly high percentage, in some industries as much as 90% of the workers that go through these programs are retained by the employer. So we're very hopeful about that. This is going to be particularly useful, we think, in the case of the laid-off sugar workers, because these are folks who are going to have to learn a new skill in order to get a different kind of job. You know, the plantation that closed was the last of its kind, so they're not going to be really able to find another job like it.
But what about in ag per se? Because, you know, they have to be leveraged into something with which they have some familiarity. I mean, I can't imagine them leaving ag altogether, or is that really what you're talking about?
In some cases, that is. For instance, Maui Gold is a pineapple plantation that is trying to revive itself, is looking for workers. It's not exactly the same. And so while agricultural work for a sugar plantation is agriculture, not all agriculture is the same thing. In addition, not all of the workers from the plantation are field workers. There are also a lot of mechanics and scientists and other kinds of administrative type workers that will also be looking for jobs. So we're hoping to be able to transition them into other industries as well. We're also going to be doing a lot of training classes, not necessarily on-the-job training, but classroom-type training. We will. There are also funds available for relocation, if need be, and there are a variety of different kinds of things.
But before we go any further with that one, because our time is running short.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. Linda Chutakeyama, I wanted to ask you, as you look out over the next 10, 20 years on Maui, and having seen the dramatic shift in its population over the last 20, what would you tell anyone thinking about moving to Maui, given how that demographic has been shifting? What does Maui need work-wise?
It would be really useful if Maui could develop another industry that probably would be in the manufacturing or construction area. There isn't going to be a large-scale plantation-type environment there ever again. So we're going to have to look at something else. Maybe that's the visitor industry. Maybe it's some kind of a manufacturing-type industry. But that generally is the kind of area that provides the most the higher wages and the cleaner industries, which is, I think, something that the county would be interested in looking at.
I hear you say sort of a bigger version of small business.
Yes, that's probably more accurate. It would more likely offer a greater number of jobs. In the meantime, to tide them over, we have these other programs. We also are looking at providing some federal funding for extended unemployment benefits to allow them the time to develop those skills.
Do you see a lot of people having to move away from Maui as they make these transitions, or is this pretty much going to be something, as you say, that's going to tide them over?
That would be an option for them, because elsewhere in the state, we have a very low unemployment rate. Much lower, for instance, than the national average. We're at 3.2%, which most economists believe is virtually full employment. So to the extent that there's a more competitive market for employees elsewhere in the state, particularly on Oahu, that may be attractive to families who are able to move because the opportunities for employment would be greater.
We're going to stop right there, but we'll talk to you soon. Thanks very much for the update and the snapshot.
You're certainly welcome.
Linda Chutakeyama is the state's Department of Labor and Industrial Relations Director.